reading from Radharasudaniti by Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. We've been discussing about the Radhika Rupa Mahima, the glories of Radhika's transcendental form, and specifically at this juncture, we're discussing several verses about the Radhika Kripa Kataksha Mahima, the glories of Radharani's sidelong glance. Kada Karishya Siyamam Kripa Kataksha Bhajanam. So it's called the Kripa Kataksha Mahima. It's very glorious. And this is in one verse, 188. And in this particular verse, Saraswati Pada is describing that even the slightest glance from Radharani's eyes turns Krishna into a submissive plaything, like a toy animal, which is kind of amazing when you think about it, that Krishna becomes like a toy. As Prabhupada once said on one tape, he's saying that Krishna is like a doll. Krishna is like a doll dancing. Radharani makes Krishna dance like a doll. And I was saying this in one lecture in Vrindavan Temple, quoting Prabhupada. Because of her love, because of the supremacy of Radharani's love, she makes Krishna dance like a doll. And there's one dadu there, male dadu? Just call him Dadu. Dadu. So he raised his hand and he asked the question, "How can you say that? How can you say that Radharani turns Krishna into a dog?" Because he's old. And I said, I didn't say dog. I said doll, D-O-L-L, doll. Like a doll, like a pet doll. He said, "Oh, I thought you said Radharani turns Krishna into a dog." I said, he was like really angry. Where's this? I said, because he's like 80 years old, his ears not work so well. So he's saying, Krita Mriga. Krita Mriga. Krita means play. A toy animal or a play animal. It's one text 188. Vayon milat keli vilasita katakshaika kalaya. Krito bhandi brindapi. Vrinda vipina kalabhenro madakalaha njadi bhuta kridamriga iva yad agya lavakrite kritina saradha stila yatu sadharanagatim. Saraswati Pada is praying, "May that Sri Radha, who binds up the mad elephant of Krishna with even a fraction of her playfully opening sidelong glance, and who controls Krishna as if he were her toy animal, with even the slightest order, slacken our ordinary course of life." This is how they translate sadharana gati, gatim. So first, this of course is, you can say that it's Saraswati Pada in his sadhaka rup, but also he's in one verse, in one moment he's in his siddha rup, or siddhastha rup of Aish. Because he's seeing this, he must be seeing this, so to see that he must be in his siddhadeya. He's seeing how Radharani glances from the corner of her eye and she binds the mad elephant of Krishna and he becomes like a toy animal and following her command, her vasibhut. And it says here, Jadi Bhuta Krita Mriga. Whatever she asks Krishna to do, he does. He responds in a humble, submissive way. So he's seeing that in his Surupa Vesh. But then again, he's coming to Sadaka Vesh. He loses that sporti and he comes down. He says, "Oh," then he prays, "Oh, well, this Radharani, this wonderful, amazing, astonishing Radharani, may she slacken our course of life. Will she put an end to our traveling in this material world?" So this is in the commentaries here is explaining, trying to give us understanding, because the word here is sadharana. I suppose I would think from my idea is that when we see the word sadharana, it also indicates something of different types of prema. There's the love of the gopis, which is called, what is it? Samartha, thank you. Samartha. And then there's the Samanjasa, the Braja gopis, their art, their desirable object, Samartha, the goal of everything is Krishna. Their everything is Krishna. Samartha means my everything. Samyak, art. Art means use, value, object, wealth, goal, art, Samart. Everything is Krishna. They don't know anything about Krishna. Everything is for Krishna, of Krishna, by Krishna. They exist for Krishna. They breathe for Krishna. They live for Krishna. They act, think, feel everything for Krishna. There's nothing of theirs. Everything is Krishna. Their heart belongs to Krishna. Their minds, their bodies, everything. They don't calculate anything for themselves or even think for a second about themselves. This is called Samartha. Samartha Prem. And then Samanjasa. Samanjasa, the Prem of the Queens of Dwarka, there's some mixture there. There's some idea that I'm serving Krishna and trying to please Krishna with my body, like the gopis are offering their body intimately and in the most confidential way, expression. But they're also thinking that I will derive some pleasure from Krishna. There's something I will get from my side. So there's a small calculation, there's a small concern for myself, personal interest. So there's some art. There's some art there, some desirable object for me, personal art, dharmart, dharmart ka moksha. But the gopis are not like that. Then the Kubja and Mathura, her love is sadharana. Sadharana means ordinary, plain, regular sadharana. That it's, she just was touched by Krishna, and he's beautiful and handsome, and she felt lusty and wanted to enjoy him. And it's not so much, there's some devotion, but very ordinary type, almost like material love. But it's not material, because when she was feeling lusty, she wasn't lusty for anyone in this material world. So it's spiritual, it's sadharana, it's called sadharana prem. It's not calm, it's not material lust, because she, when her love was directed only to Krishna, she didn't have any love or attraction or sensual attraction for anyone of this world. So it's prem, but it's sadharana, it's very low, because it was so much mixed with her own desires to enjoy, but it was towards Krishna. I want to enjoy intimately with this man, but he's Krishna, but it happens to be Krishna, God, and I don't want to enjoy anybody else but Krishna, but I want to enjoy. So it's ordinary, it looks very ordinary, because everyone wants to enjoy in the material world, but that's, it's ordinary, but it's extraordinary because it's prema and not kaam. It's actually love, because it's directed towards and focused on and fixed on God, on Krishna, but she's also importing her own personal desires for enjoyment, but only to Krishna. She wants to enjoy, but God. So it's ordinary in the sense that there's lots of selfishness there. Me. So that's ordinary. Because the ordinary world that we live in, the sadharana or lokik bhav or this world, it's all selfishness. So she was selfish, but for God. So that made it prem. Because it was kevala. It was only focused on Krishna. So now, because this word is there, sadharana, then the commentators are explaining, they're reminded of the Samanjasa Rati of the Queens of Dwarka, which is measured against this kind of love of Radharani, which is Samartha Prem. And her love and power is so great that we see here that she just glances at Krishna, and then he becomes like a doll in her hands, like a toy animal controlled by her. Because we see in the Bhagavatam that this mood, that when Krishna is in Dwarka, when Krishna assumes his Vasudeva form, Vasudeva Krishna is in Dwarka, Dwarkadish, and he's with these beautiful goddesses of fortune, the queens. There's a verse in chapter 61 of 10th canto, verse 4. It says, Smayava loka lava darshita bhava hari, Prumandala prahita sorata mantra sonde, Pantyas tu sorasha sahasram ananga bahaner, yasyendriyam vimatitum kua kerana seku. That verse is explaining that although when Krishna was in the private quarters with Satyabhama, Mitravinda, Lakshmana, Satya, Rukmini, and the other queens of Dwarka, they would cast love-laden glances at him and make amorous gestures, and they would glance at him in such a romantic and interested way. But it says that although they made the most enchanting, playful movements of their eyebrows, which are compared to the bow, the eyebrows like a bow of Kandarpa's bana, the word is there, the ananga bana. Bana means arrow. Bana. Ban. Bana. Ananga means Cupid, the bodiless one. They were shooting lusty glances or at Krishna, but he was not affected. He was not agitated. They were like the arrows of Cupid. Imagine thousands and thousands of queens shooting you with arrows. But he was not agitated. He was cool. It was not interested. He appeared to be not even interested, or even the slightest bit disturbed or attracted. That's Krishna and Dwarka. So that shows that the power of the queens of Dwarka, when they all get together, they all gang up on Krishna. Thousands and thousands of queens release their arrows, their love-laden arrows, their ananga bana. And Krishna is just standing there. What happened? Anything happened? I don't. You feel anything? I don't feel anything. He's cool as a cucumber, as they say. Cool as a cube of ice. Cool, calm, and collected. But when Radharani just casts 1/4 of her glance, a kataksha of her eye, the corner of her eye, then he's, whew. So see the power of Radharani's love. See the power of her Radha's supreme love. When Jiva Goswami, when he comments on this verse, chapter 61, verse 4, he says that when Shukamuni describes the rasa dance, he describes how the gopis fully control Krishna with their supreme love. But in this verse about the Dwarka queens, they can't even with all the amorous means at their command, they can't even enchant Krishna in the slightest. He's immovable, like the Himalayas. So this proves his superiority of the gopis' love over the queens of Dwarka. So now that's on the level of, you can say, the Adidaivic level of the verse. And the Adibhautik level is describing it, and then the Adiatmic level, which means us. Well, how is it, what is the application to us? So that comes through, or that is revealed when he's in the last line, when he's praying in his sadhaka roop. He's saying sadharana gatim. He's actually praying to Radharani. He's saying, please slacken my ordinary course in this material world. I have my course. It's very ordinary. The life we're living is very ordinary. Birth and death, disease, old age, and repeated birth, death, old age, and disease, and goes on and on. There's nothing extraordinary about our material lives. So the acharyas are saying that sadharana gati can also not only mean our course of life, our ordinary sadharana, course of samsara, our sojourn in the samsara, our traveling in the cycle of repeated birth and death. In one level, this prayer is a prayer to Radharani to please, like, stop the samsara, release us, enables us to and control us, take us under your control. As you're controlling Krishna like a toy animal, now I'm controlled by your expansion. Your expansion is controlling me like a toy animal. Who is your expansion? Who is Radharani's expansion? Durga. Durga is Radharani. She's expanded from Radharani. So Durga, we're also dancing. We're dancing like a toy animal, but we're dancing in control of Durga. And the strings that are making us dance, what are the strings that are connected to the doll or to the puppet? Durga is a puppeteer, and it's the three gunas. Tamagun, Rajagun, and Sattvagun. Those are the strings that are attached to our mind, our body, our heart, our intelligence, our mind. These strings, these triguna, these ropes are there. And then Durga is a puppeteer, and we're the toy animal. She's out, jump, run for this, run for that, jump, laugh, this, do this. You know, go for this. So we're praying to Radharani, please, can you call Durga off? Call off your dog. Your dog is biting me, and his dog is barking and chasing me and biting me. Hey, call your dog, will you? So please, Radharani, please slacken my course of life in this material world, my sadharana gati. Gati, I'm going to a very ordinary place. What's ordinary? Yamaloka. What's ordinary? To get another body. This is the ordinary course of things. The ordinary course of everyone's life is that you're born, janma, you get old, jara, you get disease, vyadi, and then you die, mrityu. Janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi. And then in between all that, and what you bounce around in between all that is dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. Dukkha, dosha, anudarshanam. You see, anudarshan, one after the other, you get to see and experience different faults, problems, difficulties, doshas, and then dukkhas, unhappinesses, miseries, setbacks, afflictions, problems. This is the material world. This is a sadhana nagati. This is the ordinary course of activity. You run along the course, and what is the goal? Death. And what is the goal after that? Rebirth. So Saraswati Pad is praying to Radharani, please, can you slow this down? Can you slacken it? It says his word, shishlagat. It says, can you slacken it? Can you diminish it? Can you slow it down? Can you slow down my race? I'm going a little bit too fast and a little bit too far forward towards the jaws of death. Can you slow down the progress? Can you bestow some mercy on me? So now another meaning of sadharana gati, it's given here, is that this means ordinary moods. As we said, sadharana prem means, or the samanjasa, it's actually sadharana rati. This type of love or attachment is this ordinary. So sadharana gati also means moods or mellows. So slacken our ordinary moods means may Radharani cause me to forget any other consciousness but Manjari Bhav, the mood of our surrendered maidservants. This is a very rustic interpretation or understanding, but of course that must be there, because Saraswati Pad, in many of these verses, he's writing in the mood of a mandri. Although it's generally accepted by many that Prabhupada Saraswati, of course, is Tunga Vidyasakhi, and many others accept that Vrakreshwara Pandit is also Tunga Vidyasakhi. Nevertheless, the acharyas say that Prabhupada Saraswati, he is presenting, most of these verses are presented in the mood of Sakhi Bhav or Nayak Bhav, but many, many verses are in the mood of Mandri Bhav. So the commentator is seeing that this verse is indicating Mandri Bhav, that my moods now are not exactly submissive to Radharani. So there's a prayer here that I will forget any other consciousness, sadharana, any other type of ordinary consciousness or ordinary feelings. They will be removed and replaced with extraordinary feelings. Not sadharana, but extraordinary feelings and extraordinary desires, and that I will desire to become your kinkari. It's called kinkari bhav. Ayananda tanaja kinkaram. That I will become interested only in serving your lotus feet, O Srimati Radhika, and this will be my only consciousness. Then my consciousness will not be sadharana gati, will not be ordinary consciousness or ordinary moods, but it will be extraordinary. It is known as bhavalas rati. That it will not be sadharana rati, it will be bhavalas rati. That my rati or my attachment or my love will follow the course of your heart. As your heart rises and falls in particular moods of love towards Krishna, my heart will also rise and fall being in your service. Bhav ulas rati. So this is this verse 188 describing how the slightest glance of Srimati Radharani turns Krishna into a submissive plaything, or as he says in Sanskrit, a krida mriga. Mriga means animal. Mriga can also mean deer, and krida means playful, a playful deer, a playful animal. Just like our Sita Devi, when she was in the forest with Ram, then this one mystic tantric servant of Ravana, he took the form of a sona mriga, a golden deer, and he was prancing around the forest and looking and flashing his effulgence among the green trees. Green and gold is a very nice combination. So this golden deer was jumping and playing, and Sita saw this golden deer jumping in the green forest among the green leaves and trees. Oh, Ram, look at that golden deer, so attractive. Please, I want to control him. I want to have him. I want to make that deer my pet. I want to control him. Ram, can you get that deer? So then Ram went out to catch that deer for the pleasure of his beloved Sita Devi. So he wanted to offer that deer to become the Krita Mriga, become the plaything of Sita. So this is Ram Lila. But here the deer is not Maricha. The deer is not Maricha. Maricha was this person who was a mystic tantric who turned his body into a deer. The deer was not Maricha. The mriga was not Maricha. The mriga was Murari. Right? Krishna Murari was the mriga. And Radharani turns the mriga of Murari into her plaything, her play deer, her Krita mriga, with her Radha Kripa Kataksha, with a sidelong glance, which is also on a bana. It's called a nangabana. Means an arrow. With the arrow of her sidelong glance, which is full of cupidity, full of amorous pleasure, and full of amorous delight, and amorous invitations, when Krishna gets struck in by the anangabana of Radharani's sidelong glance, then he becomes controlled like a toy deer, like a pet deer. Just as Ram shot his arrow, his bana, Ram bana, he shot his arrow at Mriga, or at Maricha, who had the form of a deer in Ram Lila. It's very interesting. Krita Mriga. So, in Ram Lila, a demon becomes a deer, and Sita wants to control the deer, and so Ram shoots the deer. But in Krishna Lila, Krishna becomes a deer, and Radharani shoots the deer also. But she shoots the deer with a love-laden glance. Doesn't kill the deer. Well, she kills him in one sense. She devastates him. He drops his flute. He drops his pagri and more. His dhoti drops off. And he faints on the ground, pralaya. So there's a devastation, but not destruction. He simply starts breathing heavily and sweating. But he's still alive. And then she revives the Krita Mriga by whispering in his ear, "Oh, Sham, are you all right? Please get up." Then he gets up, and then she says, "Now you can dress me." Now, then she takes control of her Krita Mriga. This all happens with just one arrow from the sidelong glance of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Any questions, comments? What can you say about Prayojana Tattva? We simply listen, offer our respects from 5 million miles away, and pray that someday, somehow or other, by Nam Kripa, Guru Kripa, and the mercy of the eternal associates of the Lord and Radharani herself and Sri Krishna, we become qualified to serve these wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. That's it.
Maharaj, going back to Chaitanya Bhagavat, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing Adhava, we cannot experience this Adhava.
So not now.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give Manjari, but I was wondering if there are experiences which we can relate to.
Well, that's, of course, that's quite outside the topic in one sense, but in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are at least two or three pastimes where Mahaprabhu is, as our acharyas are saying, he seems to be relishing and showing the mood of Manjaris. One is at the Yamuna, one is at Govardhan, and there's one more also. One's at the Yamuna, one's at Govardhan, and the other's in some field somewhere, I forget. Maybe both at Govardhan. Yeah, the picking flowers. But at Yamuna, when Krishna, he's meditating, of course, when he's floating around the ocean, Indian Ocean, and going that whole lila where he's caught in the fisherman's net, he was meditating that, why did you revive me? Where have you brought me to? I was in Vrindavan, and I was standing on the banks of the Yamuna, and I was waiting to render service to Radha and Krishna. And they were enjoying water sports in the Yamuna, and they were splashing each other. So in this pastime, Gauranga, who is supposed to be either Radha or Krishna, and Sannyas Lila, and at this time in Puri, he was Krishna relishing the Radha Bhav, Mahabhav of Radha. So he's in Radhabhav, he's Radha. But now, in this Leela, this fisherman Leela getting caught in the net of the fisherman in Konark or wherever, he's saying that I am standing on the bank, I'm seeing Radha and Krishna in the Yamuna. So then who is the I? Who is the I that's speaking? So the Acharyas are saying, at that point, Lord Chaitanya is trying to show that the I is the Manjari, the Kinkari, waiting to serve Radharani when she finishes her water sports with Krishna and comes out to the bank of the Yamuna. So that's one example that shows Manjari Bhav or Kinkari Bhav. And the others, there's two actually, three altogether, but one Lord Chaitanya says, yes, I'm with the Sakhis, I'm picking flowers and on nearby Govardhan. And then I see that Radha and Krishna are entering a cave there to enjoy their Rati Keli. And I'm making this nice garland that I can offer to Radha and Krishna in the cave at Govardhan. So it's another example of Lord Chaitanya being in the mood of Manjari. But the whole thing is, all the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are certainly nourishing for this Kinkari Bhav. And you just have to trace out the particular teaching and nourishment in any given pastime. It's not that they're not part and parcel of that bhav. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Vancha kava truvya cha kripa sindhu vayocha.